action today.
Free Talk Live. It is a live Christmas Eve edition of the program. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we managed to get through the entire, almost the entire first hour of the show without anybody rehashing the, I guess, conversation from last night, which focused on the existence of, you know, some supreme being and the length of time the Earth has been around. But Gene, the Christian anarchist, just had to call in and start it again, which is fine, because you can call about anything tonight here. And so Gene was claiming last hour that carbon dating doesn't go back far enough, and there's all kinds of presumptions, and so therefore, in his mind, the Earth's 12,000 years old, while other scientists, and by the way, Gene isn't a scientist, but scientists clearly believe that the Earth is much older. Well, let's go to Rich in North Carolina. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, howdy.
Hey, Rich.
Well, listen, I don't trust carbon dating either.
In fact, apparently there are a lot of other kinds of dating.
Yeah. Well, I understand that freshly killed animals have been carbon dated at tens of thousands of years old, and that different bones of the same animal have been carbon dated with a huge range of discrepancy.
So. Okay. I've heard similar claims. I don't know how true they are, but I do know that there are a lot of different types of more modern radiometric dating out there. Obviously, not being a science geek, I was not aware of these until tonight. But according to Wikipedia, there are several more modern versions of radiometric dating that don't necessarily involve carbon-14.
Yeah. You know, one of the most amusing things is that the age of fossils is determined by the age of the so-called sedimentary rock that they're found in, and the age of sedimentary rock is determined by the age of the fossils that are found in them.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it's a tautology.
So is that why they do testing on meteorites?
I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with meteorites. I'm just telling you that if you look in the encyclopedia, they'll tell you that the age of the sedimentary rock is determined by the age of the fossils found in them, and the age of the fossils is determined by the age of the sedimentary rock in which they're found.
Right. So you're saying that means that anything that they conclusions they draw from that are not complete?
Yeah, it's what they want you to. It's what they want to believe, I think.
Gotcha.
And I just don't trust it.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight, Rich. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So two calls coming from the religious viewpoint. Still nobody on the science side. I'm getting a few instant messages, but that's not good enough, guys. You got to pick up the phone, call in to be heard on this.
I wish someone would call in, because this is really an area where I don't know that much about. Science isn't really my thing.
Wiki knows more than I do, and the wiki says that modern geologists and geophysicists consider the age of the Earth to be around 4.55 billion years, and they say that the age has been determined by radiometric age dating of meteorite material and is consistent with the ages of the oldest known terrestrial and lunar samples. And according to the story here, it says that the accepted age of Earth of 4.55 billion years was determined by C.C. Patterson using uranium lead isotope dating on several meteorites, including the Canyon Diablo meteorite. And the quoted age of Earth is derived in part from the Canyon Diablo meteorite for several important reasons and is built on a modern understanding of cosmochemistry built up over decades of research. Most geological samples from the Earth are unable to give a direct date of the formation of Earth from the solar nebula because Earth has undergone differentiation into the core, mantle, and crust, and this has then undergone a long history of mixing and unmixing of these sample reservoirs by things like plate tectonics, weathering, and hydrothermal circulation. So essentially saying that if you were to go necessarily, this is my understanding, and I'm a layman, but my understanding of that is that basically since the Earth had changed so darn much that you can't take something that's directly from the Earth necessarily and say, well, this is how old the Earth is. So you have to go outside of the Earth, which is why apparently they are using things like meteorites. All of these processes may adversely affect isotopic dating mechanisms because the sample can't always be assumed to have remained as a closed system, by which it is meant that either the parent or daughter nuclide or intermediate daughter nuclide may have partially removed from the sample, which will skew the resulting isotopic date. So I'm completely lost at this point. But why was the Canyon Diablo meteorite used? Well, according to Wikipedia, it was used because it's a very large representative of a particularly rare type of meteorite which contains sulfide minerals and a few other things. It's important because the presence of these certain mineral phases allows investigation of isotopic dates using samples which provide a great separation in concentrations between parent and daughter nuclides. Particularly true of uranium and lead. So the Canyon Diablo date has been backed up by hundreds of other dates from both terrestrial samples and other meteorites. The meteorite samples show a spread from 4.53 to 4.58 billion years ago. This is interpreted as the duration of formation of the solar nebula and its collapse into the solar disk to form the sun and the planets. This 50 million year time span allows for accretion of the planets from the original solar dust and meteorites. So sounds to me like the science guys here know what they're talking about, and they've been researching this for decades upon decades, whereas our callers are probably amateurs, and they, you know, they have their belief system, and they want to believe what they want to believe. I don't know. I mean, I trust science a little more than I trust the average preacher on his pulpit, but maybe science is wrong. Certainly the scientific process is all about, to some extent, proving one another wrong. Scientists are always popping up trying to prove one another wrong, and I don't see anything on this article here. Now, I know it's Wikipedia. I'm trying to imagine what the objections might be here. Oh, well, it's Wikipedia. Anybody can write on that. Yeah, that's true. Anybody can write on Wikipedia. But normally when there's controversy, there's a section that lists the controversy. Normally, when something is not necessarily accepted as true, there's a section on Wikipedia that says, well, here's what other people think. And they don't even have that section here. So your thoughts at 800-259-9231. If you are somebody that maybe can explain the whole scientific dating thing a little better than me trying to brute force my way through a Wikipedia article, you're certainly welcome to. Otherwise, we continue with your phone calls about anything. As we go to Mark in Indianapolis, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? You hear me okay?
Ian? We got you. What's on your mind?
Okay, I kind of got, well, this has nothing to do with what you guys are talking about, but it seems more relevant every day as time, you know, goes by. I guess the big $64,000 question, do you guys right now at the end of the year feel more free up in New Hampshire than you did this time last year?
Feel more free in New Hampshire than this time last year? No, I can't really say that I do.
No.
But I do feel better because there are more people here now, more activists here now than there has ever been, and more are coming constantly at a, I would say, a higher clip than they have in the past. So I feel great that all these liberty activists have been moving in here, and that I feel better from that aspect. But as far as, you know, some sort of rollback of anti-liberty legislation and stuff like that, or an abatement of enforcement on bad laws, no, I don't really necessarily feel like that has happened.
Okay, well, I was thinking if you guys, I don't know if the, you know, Free State Project doesn't work like you guys want it to, or you guys think bigger steps need taken, if all you got together, everyone in the Free State Project, and asked themselves, you know, someone got in the room and asked, you know, what's the biggest threat to liberty that we have? I think without doubt, they'd say Washington, D.C., right?
I would say that, yeah, that's probably what I would say.
Well, do you know any methods, or is someone, or people like, I guess, putting pool of funds together to get enough attorneys or whatever's necessary to... It sounds pretty radical, but I think the way the U.S. is going is the only thing possible to, you know, literally fully secede, become you guys, New Hampshire becoming a sovereign country.
I've not heard anything about that. I would, of course, I've actually suggested that these free staters that have been elected, which is another kind of positive thing that's happened here over the last year, is there are now, I think, somewhere between 4 and 6 actual Free State Project participants that are now elected to the House of Representatives in New Hampshire, and I've suggested that they should take this ball and run with it. Of course, they're probably political guys. I don't know them, so I can't comment on what they have to say, but they're probably political guys, and they... The political realm seems to stipulate that one must gain experience before one goes and introduces legislation. I don't know. That seems like an excuse to me. I think they should absolutely introduce some sort of secessionist piece of legislation just to get conversation started, not to expect that it would succeed, but to get some people talking. And I hope someone does that. And if not, maybe you can move here and do it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
We Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's free. So get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This march, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information.
That's libertarianseminars.com, and thanks to IHS for that awesome service for young libertarian types or liberty-oriented people. It's really great. Mark, by the way, just called in from Indianapolis. We were talking with him about secession as a possibility up here in New Hampshire, and I think it's a great idea. I think it can't happen soon enough. I don't know what it takes. I mean, I'm all in favor of personal secession, where each individual decides for themselves to no longer support the federal government. But it would be nice symbology to have the New Hampshire government actually withdraw from the federal government. That would be really awesome. So hopefully somebody can lead the charge on that, one of these legislative types, and get some conversation started, because getting out of the federal government would go a long way to helping the liberty situation wherever you are. We're here in New Hampshire. One of the things that is, well, I think well known, at least around here, is that New Hampshire is, maybe it's not so well known, but maybe by the activists it is, that New Hampshire is a what they call a donor state. And that means that the New Hampshire residents give more to the feds than they get. And I obviously, they don't get anything. The state government does. But what I mean is that it's not a welfare state like California. I think California is a welfare state. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But anyway, there are certain states out there that essentially the federal government collects more in taxes from than they actually return to. So some states actually get, the state government people get more money from the federal government than is collected from the people that live in the state. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So New Hampshire's not one of those places. New Hampshire residents are giving their money to the feds, and they're getting a fraction of it back in the form of the state government. So, of course, the people are not actually getting that money. The state government is getting that money, which is yet another reason to end the obligations, whatever the state might have to the feds, to secede, because then it will no longer get money from the federal government. People will be able to keep their money, and they'll be able to decide for themselves how to best spend it. Can you imagine what it'd be like if you're somebody that pays federal income tax to not have to pay it anymore? Can you imagine how nice that might be? I mean, I know, Julia, you've imagined that quite a bit recently. It would make a pretty significant difference in your bank account. I mean, you're a pretty good saver as it is. You're somebody
right.
that handles their money pretty well. But you'd be able to save a significant amount more, maybe even double on every single paycheck you currently save.
I mean, if I was spent putting away, because I still save money even though I get taxes taken out, but I would be able to put away an extra $600 a month. And
that's significant.
That's huge.
That's a mortgage payment now. I mean, that's a mortgage payment on a cheaper home. So the amount of impoverishment that people are suffering at the hands of the federal government is just incredible. So secession would solve serious economic problems. I mean, if indeed the country is in a recession, if that's true, and I don't know if it's that really that true beyond that people believe it's true and so they're creating it as a reality for themselves. But if there really is a recession, and if it really is deepening into a depression, as the economic so-called experts are claiming, then withdrawing from the federal government would go a long way to turning that around for whichever state it is that does it first. I mean, if it's not New Hampshire, I hope somebody does it, whether it's Vermont or Oregon or Southern Oregon or whatever, Texas, Hawaii, somebody does it. That's going to be a boon to their economy. Now, of course, it'll mean that the state will probably use it as an excuse to create a new tax or two, but either way, it'll probably be less of a burden than what the federal government is doing, because the fact is the federal government is just that much more insulated from any sort of negative political consequences for doing things like that.
Right, and I'm not going to make any sort of argument for local taxes, but at the very, very least, with local taxes, they can claim that you're getting some sort of service out of it, like they plow the roads here, and
yeah.
You know what I mean? We could call the police, right? Which I'm certainly not arguing for that, but with the federal government, you get nothing, I feel like. Nothing.
You get protection.
Yeah, the military out there keeping you safe, Julia. What
They're
are you talking about?
They're not keeping me safe. They don't even know who I am.
They're protecting this country. You live here, don't you? Don't you live here? They're protecting this state of America. You just want to go unprotected, don't you? You're not scared of what the terrorists might do? You're not scared? What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be scared. They got all kinds of videos and they're carrying guns and they're going to hurt us. Well, of course, that's what they would say. I mean, they would say that the feds are protecting us, but it's nonsense. Anybody that looks at the foreign policy situation in this country can see clearly that the U.S. federal government's foreign policy is putting Americans in danger. That's the reason why the 9/11 attacks happened. It's not because they hate America's freedoms. It's because they hate the fact that the American government is over in their land killing their family members. So that's another benefit to secession, is that not only would you save a significant amount of money from not paying federal taxes anymore, but also you wouldn't be at risk from terrorist attacks, because New Hampshire would not have an air force that would be going over dropping bombs on Iraq or Iran or wherever. I mean, and it's just not fiscally likely to happen that way. Most small countries, they may have a military. Some don't. Costa Rica doesn't even have a military. So, presuming they have a small military, they don't send them anywhere. That's for darn sure, for the most part. I mean, some of them send them next door to try to take over the country next door, but they're not flying across the world dropping bombs on people. And I highly doubt people in New Hampshire would be flying, rolling tanks across the border to Vermont, crushing their family members that might live on the other side. So the state of New Hampshire would not be spending buku bucks on some sort of crazy national defense program that is a significant portion of the federal government's budget. So there's so many different reasons for this to actually happen, and I fully support it. And one of the other reasons is that you won't have the federal mandates either. A lot of the current spending that the state governments do is because they're mandated to by the feds. For instance, and a lot of the rules that they follow are because they're mandated by the feds. So I've heard the bureaucrats around here suggesting that, well, we can't build on those lands because the EPA has determined they are swampland. Okay. Well, there are people that would be willing to build on the land, and they could build on the land if you bureaucrats would allow them to without threatening them with violence. But the reason they're threatening them is not because there's some sort of local ordinance against it. It's because the EPA has a rule against it. And since the local boys are taking money from the feds, they have to agree to those rules. So there would be more economic expansion, more opportunities abounding. And the traffic laws are another area where the feds control things like speed limits with their money.
Seatbelt laws?
Yeah, and what about traffic cameras? We've got a couple stories about traffic cameras. Some Santa Clauses down in Arizona. These are some great activists, by the way. We'll tell you about what they did to give some Arizonans a real Christmas treat. It's Free Talk Live.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. You can bring up anything, as always, at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to experience that portion of our website, where there are over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit the wiki to your heart's content, and it's totally free at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarvard.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarvard.com, because normal email is not secure. So, holiday gift, good wishes coming from some Santas in Tempe, Arizona. And I don't know if these guys are bureau crashers or who they are, but they are heroes. These are some great activists, and people accuse this show of being New Hampshire-centric and that all we talk about is what's going on in New Hampshire. And of course, it's nonsense. We talk about stories from all over the place, but usually it's stories about the police state, you know, because that's what's going on around this country and around the world.
Well, whenever you listen to any news source, it's only about government, really. There is not much else to talk about.
So a lot of the times we're talking about what sort of tyrannical things government is doing to people around the world. But when we get the opportunity and we see some good news, I try to make a point of reporting on it. And this is some really great news. The story is from EastValleyTribune.com, where the Tempe Police Department said Tuesday it has launched an investigation into a group of Santa impersonators who covered up several traffic enforcement cameras in the city earlier this month. The decision to pursue a case against the mysterious gang of anti-camera activists is a reversal from Monday when a department spokesbureaucrat said no laws were broken because the cameras weren't damaged and there would be no investigation. Since the word of the holiday camera ploy spread across the valley and indeed across the country, the group has attracted a folk hero-like status from drivers who are fed up with roadside police cameras. Scores of readers who posted comments online with the Tribune and other publications overwhelmingly supported the rogue St. Nicks. Some readers went as far to describe them as true American patriots. And I have to agree. You can see the footage for yourself, by the way. The Santas have their own YouTube channel. And I don't have the name of the YouTube channel, but I will get it for you here. But I'm sure if you go and look up Santa traffic cameras,
that'll
probably find it.
I'll bet the bureaucrats are pissed.
Oh, absolutely. That's
how
why they're
dare you make a mockery of our spread light cameras.
I love it. I think this is brilliant. I think these activists are awesome. I wish we had them here in New Hampshire. But I don't think we have the red light cameras here. There are some cameras I have seen, but I don't believe they are used for any enforcement purposes at this time. And I don't see them very often. So
no.
I think they're just monitoring traffic. Like, you know, looking at the volume of traffic or something like that. So the government bureaucrats are very upset, Julia, and you're right. They don't like it when you make fun of them. They don't like it when you disrespect them. They don't like it when you laugh at them. And that's kind of part of what the Santas did here. They made a spectacle out of their disobedience. And the footage is, you know, it's shaky and awful, but they got some good, I mean, it's that's them. You can't identify them because they got the big Santa beards on, so it was a perfect time of the year for them to go and do this. Obviously, you could probably get away with it Halloween as well. But what a wonderful idea. They went around and they covered up at least a handful, at least I would say
Merry
three.
Merry Christmas.
Yep, and as they were covering the cameras up, one of them they used a big box that was dressed up as though it was a big Christmas present. They put that over top of one of them. The other one they had a huge bow, and I think they tied a box up there, and there was this gigantic bow just sort of draped on top of the camera. And
how'd they get up there?
Well, believe it or not, it was actually pretty easy. All the guy had was a little stepladder, like a little two-step stepladder. So these were not monstrous tall cameras at the top of any sort of traffic light structure.
Hmm.
It was a special pole with a camera on it that was on the side of the road. So it was only maybe a person and a half tall, basically. So you only had to go up a couple steps to get up there, which was great. Made it easier for them. And so they're very, very upset. Let me continue the story here from East Valley Tribune. In recent months, photo enforcement cameras have increasingly become the target of vandalism by those angry with local and state governments' decision to expand the use of such equipment to catch traffic violators. Despite the hostility, Deputy Sergeant Steve Carbajal said it's illegal to impair the function of the cameras, and future incidents will be investigated by the department. My advice to those people is to obey traffic laws. I know that's not the popular thing to say, but it's pretty simple. Carbajal said his department changed its mind about whether to... The department apparently has a mind of its own, Julia. The department has changed its mind about whether to investigate after reviewing a video posted on YouTube by the Santas. The video shows four people disguised in red suits and long white beards placing gift wrap boxes and holiday-colored blankets over cameras in various different locations throughout Tempe. Police said they were aware of the incident and removed the obstacles when they happened 2 weeks ago. While the identities of the members of the group remain unknown, the motives behind the stunt clearly are spelled out toward the end of the 2.5-minute video, which is set to the tune of the Jackson 5's classic Christmas song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Ho, 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 the video states in bold white letters, death to the surveillance state, free movement for all people. The video goes on to say, only Santa knows who is naughty and nice. Lumps of coal to all of those who make it their business to watch and control. From the border wall to the freeway red light cameras. I think these people are heroes. This is real, great market-based activism countering the tyranny that is out there across this country with something as simple as a box designed to be a Christmas present and a Christmas-colored blanket. And making a spectacle of it and using the great activist tools that we have at our hands today that previously did not exist. Activism like this was, I mean, first of all, there were no red light cameras 20 years ago, but even if there were, it wouldn't be possible to do activism like this because you wouldn't have had YouTube.
These guys would not have gotten coverage probably anywhere outside of Tempe if they even got coverage outside of Tempe. They would have had to filmed their video on a tape and sent it to a TV station, and then they would have had to play it, and it would have been a much more dedicated process. It would have been much more difficult, and nobody around the world certainly certainly would have come aware of it. They wouldn't have gotten to see the footage. So having YouTube, I think, is a really important activist tool. Having cameras, of course, really important. Showing what you're doing, showing the world what your activism is really helpful, because people are getting on board with eSantis. And I mean, I've looked at the comments here, very positive. People really appreciate this kind of activism.
I wonder how many accidents are actually caused by people running red lights, because I don't really see too many people run red lights. I run red lights when there is no one coming and there's a red left turn arrow, because those just piss me off. Those mm-hmm. are so insulting to your intelligence, especially in the middle yep. of the night. I don't think there should be traffic lights at all in Keene after 9 o'clock, because really, there's nobody out on the road, and it's insulting that
back
I have to
sit.
Sit and wait, and it backs up traffic, and there's a million other complaints I have, but...
So will you pay a fine if you get pulled over for driving through the red light?
Well, hopefully I won't get caught. I won't want to.
Since the Tribune first published the story, it's been picked up by the AP and received attention on websites such as the Drudge Report. A majority of readers who posted comments have been enthusiastically backing the activists. One of the readers wrote, "This is about saying no to a surveillance state in America, the supposed land of the free." While some comments expressed concern about breaking the law, most said there were frustration about the growing number of cameras spreading throughout the valley. But listen to this. Local psychologist Marlo Archer said popular support for the group points to a higher tolerance for criminal behavior than in the past.
It's only criminal because they made it illegal.
Right.
It's not criminal because it's bad.
Exactly. But this is a common misconception. People believe that because something's illegal, that it's bad. And that's just not true.
That's hilarious, because laws change all the time. So does it unbecome alcohol, for example? Was it bad?
It's good now.
It was
yes.
good, and then it was bad, and now it's good again?
It's good now unless you're 21. Or excuse me, 20. Then it's bad.
Yeah.
The psychologist apparently is completely bought into this paradigm. I got another quote from him coming up here. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. We're coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also.
How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Christmas Eve edition of the show, and you can expect a live Christmas Day edition of the show tomorrow as well. Plus, we'll be live on New Year's Eve, so we're as usual here on Free Talk Live. Six nights a week, Monday through Saturday. Join us every night live or via podcast at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you tonight.
And Julia.
And big thanks to you, Julia, for stepping up and coming in here doing the show two nights in a row this week. You're going to get another double dose of Julia. She'll be back tomorrow night. And that, of course, gives our other co-hosts the opportunity to go and be with their families
right.
And stuff like that.
So. I mean, I am with my family, so, you know.
Oh, it's so nice to be here with you. All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to get right back into the calls here. But real quick, one more quote from the psychologist who's analyzing the Santas who have been in Tempe, Arizona, defacing police cameras. Well, what they've been doing is they actually haven't been spray painting them or anything like that, which would be an interesting technique.
The defacing, covering it with something isn't defacing. What happens when it, what if it snowed and it got on the front of the
Yeah, you're going to go after God with a, or, you know, go after the baby Jesus?
Defacing would be taking it down, breaking it, spray painting over it.
They didn't do that. They put boxes that were essentially decorated as though they were Christmas presents over top of these red light cameras. Actually, they're either speeding cameras or red light cameras. I'm not sure which. But they essentially obscured the vision of a few cameras by putting boxes and Christmas-colored blankets over them. And they did it all while dressed as Santas, recorded the entire thing, put it up on YouTube, and it's obviously causing quite a stir. And now the government people are investigating, and they want to press charges and find out who those Santas are, those scofflaws. How dare they make a mockery of our system? Well, they have, and I think it's brilliant. And I hope more people are empowered to do things like this around the country because the outpouring of support is tremendous. And in a case
I feel like most people agree that traffic laws in general are a little absurd, a little over the top. I mean, almost everyone speeds.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who doesn't.
My mom, maybe. She drives under the speed limit.
You have to be a real square, right?
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah. Almost everybody speeds. Does everybody come to a complete stop at a stop sign when there's no one coming and it's
seems
the middle
rare.
Of the night?
Seems rare.
It seems stupid to do so.
So it's nice to see people supporting this, because some of the activism up here, which has been of the more extreme variety in people's minds, like maybe Lauren Canario driving around with no government registration, incenses a lot of people because they feel abused by the state, and they want everybody else to be equally abused, and they're like the slaves on the plantation that are getting upset at the one slave with the courage to walk off the plantation. And so I, having seen a lot of that mentality, I was kind of surprised to see so much support for the Santas in this case, but I guess for whatever reason, people are just much more upset about the traffic cameras than they are about traffic laws in general.
It's something that I feel like a lot of people feel like, driving a car is a big responsibility and we don't want anyone driving a car. But most people sort of agree that the traffic laws that we have right now are absurd. And I think most people don't like being watched on cameras, which is why this is great civil disobedience, because it's an issue that really hits home for a lot of people.
Is this considered civil disobedience if it's done? Civil disobedience if it's done anonymously?
I am certainly no expert on the definition of civil disobedience.
I mean, it is,
but either way,
disobedient.
It's disobedient.
Oh yeah, it's definitely disobedient in that if the cop had driven by at the time they were doing
it's not political activism. It is doing something illegal on purpose with the intent of drawing attention to it. So I mean, it falls in that category.
And clearly, these people are clearly in our camp. Whoever these guys are, I mean, there's a good chance they might listen to Free Talk Live or some other liberty-oriented shows out there, because, I mean, with the message that they put on their video, ho, 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 death to the surveillance state, free movement for all people from the border wall to the freeway red light cameras, clearly these are liberty-minded people. So, it'd be so awesome if one of the Santas would call this show. Of course, we'd have no way of verifying that you really were the Santa, but it still make me feel good. 800-259-9231. So, here's the other quote for the psychologist. So this psychologist, of course, taking the side of the state, saying that popular support for the group points to higher tolerance for criminal behavior than in the past. She said people are more willing to support lawbreakers if it somehow benefits their lives.
People, things like murder and rape don't benefit their lives.
Right.
So red light cameras do, because if they get caught running a red light, they get fined or whatever.
So what we really should be, what maybe some of the activists here in New Hampshire should focus on, is what kind of disobedience can be done that will have an immediate benefit on people's lives? What kind of things can be done? I mean, obviously the traffic cameras thing is something that can be easily duplicated, and I hope more people will do so. But what else? I mean, if you can think of something, 800-259-9231. The psychologist said people want the government to take care of them, but they don't want the government to penalize them when they break the law. There's a lack of accountability, a mentality out there that people want anything that can help them out.
I wonder how many people want the government to take care of them, because I don't think that number's that high. Maybe welfare recipients and freeloaders.
Oh, yeah, they
do. Please, you guys keep it.
Well, that is a good question, Julia, and I'd be interested to see some sort of polling results on what Americans think about government.
I don't feel like the average person, I mean, while they may not be principled in that they don't really understand, I mean, most people would probably agree with, like, the basics, basic police, basic military and stuff, but I think most people agree that they've definitely overstepped their bounds, and most people don't want a whole lot of government telling them to run how to run their lives.
Well, when Harry Brown was doing his presidential campaigns in 1996 and 2000, he went around and asked people, obviously it was unscientific, but he went around and asked people if they thought government was too big, too small, or just the right size, and overwhelmingly, I think to the tune of 80% of people said that it was too big, so yes. I mean, the numbers are definitely on our side, and with events, with activism like this, hopefully it'll spread. Hopefully more people will do stuff like this, and maybe it's just the tip of the iceberg. Maybe these guys down in Arizona are just getting started. Maybe this won't be the last we see of these Santas. 1-800-259-9231. Can you imagine the cops, like, stopping all the Santas on the streets trying to interview them about this? We continue here with OJ in Nebraska. OJ, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, OJ. To the phones, to the fun.
Good evening, Ian and Julia, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I listen on the podcast, so I'm a bit behind the times. But there had been a comment that had occurred to me to make regarding your courtroom activism.
Yes, sir.
I think it's a great thing, but I think you may want to shift your focus just a little bit.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is... It sounded to me like when you went to court over the couch issue, that you focused upon what authority the court has.
Yes, I was focusing on my lack of consent, making it clear that I did not consent to the system based on their own rules. They say that the government is by the consent of the governed, but apparently that's just nonsense.
Yeah. My concern is that if you focus on that, you're pretty much going to be labeled a crackpot and nobody's going to pay any attention. However, if you focus on another aspect of it, the show me the victim, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, he dropped off. We lost him, unfortunately, but he's certainly welcome to call back. But I agree with him. I think that's a fine way to go about things. And there are a lot of different ways that we can approach these situations as they continue to develop, as the government people continue to target activists for retaliation and retribution for doing their activism. There will be a variety of different methods tried. I know that Sam is having some success down in Texas, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, with going after them with criminal complaints. I like that kind of technique. I like the idea of using their system against them. And what I was doing was sort of testing, to see what would happen and see how far they would push the couch issue. Of course, we're talking about my tenants having a couch out in their yard, the government people coming after me and essentially trying to destroy my life as a result of that. And so I wanted to see if they would put me in jail for it, and they did. Of course, would they have put me in jail had I not been so disobedient in their courtroom, which is something that I was doing? I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe they would have waived it. Maybe they would have made it go away. So maybe it would have turned out completely differently had I not had the disobedient attitude that I did on that particular day. And anything I say at this point is pure speculation as to what they might have done. And over time, as more activists move here and do things and do disobedience, we'll get to try all these different venues. We'll get to try all these different ideas, and we'll figure out if any of them will work. I mean, I don't know if Sam's approach with going after the grand jury is going to work, but it sure as hell is an interesting one, and it seems to be one that is very scary to the government bureaucrats. They don't like the idea of charges being brought against them, and certainly the grand jury has some level of control. So we'll see how that pans out, and over time we will out the ways to defeat these people. There has to be a way to do it. I mean, if it's just numbers, I think that might be it. I mean, it might be sheer numbers doing disobedience to the point where they just can't handle it anymore, and they back off, and they do the right thing and leave people alone. As far as I'm concerned, if they're leaving people alone, that's a win, and yep, that would be great. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are you one?